Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke today says that bold action is needed to pull the economy out of a deepening slump, even if it means a surge in U.S. government debt. Bernanke says, quote, "The alternative could be a prolonged episode of economic stagnation that would not only contribute to further deterioration in the fiscal situation, but would also imply lower output, employment, and incomes for an extended period." President Barack Obama's recent budget proposal projects an explosion of the budget deficit to $1.8 trillion and a rise in the debt-to-GDP ratio of about 60% from 40%, the highest level since the early 1950s. Bernanke says, quote, "All else being equal, this is a development that all of us would have preferred to avoid." The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 68.09, and it's up 46 points. The NASDAQ at 13.32 is up 10, and the S&P 500 is at 7.05, and it's up almost 4.5 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
The 2009 All-Day Agricultural Outlook meeting is just 1 week away. March 10th is the date. The Beef House in Covington, Indiana is the place. Full details are on our website at willag.org. We hope you join us for that informative meeting. And thanks to these agribusinesses for helping to support this year's meeting: ADM, Cargill, Bates Commodities, Strategic Farm Marketing, and Cadent EFG Risk Management Commodities. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City on this Tuesday morning, May wheat opened at 5:50, up 3 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 5:07, up 1 on the open. July, 5:18, unchanged. September, 5:46.5, up 4.25. December, 5:67, up 3.5 on the open. March corn opened at 3:45.5, up 2 on the open. May, 3:51.5, up 1.25. July, 3:61.5, up 2. December, 3:82, up 1.75. March of 2010, 3:93.5, up 1. And May, 4:02.75, up 0.5 on the open. May soybeans open at 8:48, up 4 on the open. July, 8:50, up 3.5. November, 7:95, up 2 on the open. March soybean meal open at 2:68.80, up $1 on the open. May, 2:61, up 20 cents. March soybean oil open at 30:40, up 30 on the open. May, 30:65, up 31. April live cattle open at 84.55, up 60 on the open. March feeders, 92.10, up 65. April lean hogs, 60.60, up 32.5. And March pork bellies, 76.75, up 25 on the open. Joining us now to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
What do you think, before we get into the muted open that we saw this morning, let's step back 24 hours and let me get your reactions about what you think yesterday's overall trading tone implies for grains over the next 30 days.
Well, Dave, yesterday was all outside markets, basically, as we looked at things. I mean, the fact of the matter is, as we looked at the screen, it was crude oil collapsing. It was the Dow collapsing. You know, as we look at, I think it was 12-year lows back to 97 is where we took the Dow down to yesterday. And it's just consumer confidence basically along the way and people just feeling that this economy, whether it's AIG that needs the $30 billion, whether it's another bank that needs another buyout, or the foreign stock exchanges or our exchange and 401ks and retirement plans and everything like that, there's a lot of worry about wealth evaporating in this country. And that's, you know, we've got to stabilize that factor and have a feeling of confidence that our government's bailout program is going to start to work somewhere. And at that point in time, when we can stabilize that, then people are going to see the value in the commodities and come back into this market.
Well, how do producers manage their risk in such a situation?
Well, I think down in some of these levels that we are here, it is hard to tell you how to manage that risk in because marketing at this point in time of what we haven't already marketed is really, as we look at cost of production, below production costs. And we hope we are in the farming and ag community. We're a hopeful bunch of people. And we don't go out there and do everything we do if we didn't. We weren't a little bit hopeful that crops would grow good, that we'd have this and produce well and have some prices down there. So it's awfully hard to say market at these levels. Some of the things that we can do, of course, is sell some calls above the market, sell some puts way below the market, and a few things like that to collect money. But probably the biggest thing we can do right now is we look at the crop insurance levels, which are higher than where we're at right now, and try to establish some guarantees that at least keep us in business by looking at this crop insurance over the next 12 days and maybe putting on some revenue policies that do put up a safety net below us.
Do you think we're potentially headed to a situation where we end up putting a large portion of the unpriced corn under loan, and if we have anything like a normal growing season, have to deal with the realities of two crops in September?
Very, very real possibility, Dave. We hope that that doesn't happen. We're seeing basis levels here just in Montgomery County where they are over the May for corn right now. I believe, 2 to 4 cents over is what one of the customers was sitting here saying. We would hope that maybe they would take advantage of something like that with a basis contract or then a loan with the government. Two reasons. Number one, some of this crop in certain areas is not keeping well. You just put a loan and put it in your bin and leave it there and don't move it out. We could have some damage problems down the road. And number two, two crops in 1 month at that point in time never seems to be a good thing for the farming community, does it?
No, it does not. And I guess I have to talk to you a little bit about the psychology of what's going on and why farmers have been reluctant at these lower levels to let their corn go. Are they angry, in your opinion, that they missed the move at the higher levels, or is there something else in play here I'm missing?
Well, there's some anger out there. We all have anger whenever we miss good opportunities or things don't go our way. But I think more so than anything, we're looking at what this was valued at before. We're looking at the high cost of all of our inputs, and we're also looking at the idea that fundamentally we're probably below where we thought we should be because of not the grain supply, not production levels around the world, not actually what should be being used for ethanol and like that, but because of outside things like the Dow Jones, the crude oil, the dollar, and things that are way out of our control that haven't in years past mattered a lot that way. You know, we look at Argentina with all the weather problems we had down there, and, you know, no more of a rally than we could have mustered through that time period. We look at all the exports we're looking at and things doing good, and we still don't have product up where we would like to have it. So, you know, it's a combination of what we feel fundamentally is value there and what's happening to us out of things that we can't handle and how the stock market just seems to react to different announcements and along the way that way, Dave. So, you know, just frustration out of inability to handle the situation or things out of our control.
Well, let's go ahead and take it back to the charts before we let you go then and Let me just ask you frankly, do you think that we're going to test the December lows in the May contract corn and beans before we see anything resembling a bounce?
Unless our Treasury Secretary says something that inspires the stock market, the chances are way over 50-50 that that will happen, Dave. I mean, it just looks like we've got to search out a bottom in both the stock market, the crude oil, before we can get one in the grains.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. The current tick in Kansas City, March wheat at 543 and three quarters, up three. May, 549 and three quarters, up 2.5. At the Board of Trade, March wheat, 495.5, up three quarters. May, 504 and three quarters, down 1.25. March corn, 344.25, up three quarters. May, 351, up three quarters. July, 360.5, up one. December, 382.25, up two. April crude, 40.58, up 43 cents. The April RBOB at 129.5. And it is up 9/10. March beans, 860 up 11.5. July, 851.75, up 5.25. And November, 794.75, up 1.75. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.